Call of the Wildflowers by Merlin D. Tuttle, National Geographic Photographer. See how flowers call bats. Mosquitoes buzz, bugs bite. I try not to move. I'm waiting to see a flower call a bat. This may sound odd, yet Ralph Simon thinks differently. Simon is a biologist. He says some flowers use sound to call bats. The bats then drink the flower's nectar. I'm a photographer and bat expert. Simon and I have teamed up to see how flowers and bats find each other at night. We watch closely. A flower called a sea bean opens its petals. Then a bat flies to the flower. It shoves its snout deep into the flower. The bat flies off. It happens so fast, I can't take any photos. That's okay. Bat catcher. Earlier, Simon and I had hung a net between two trees. Four bats are now trapped in its threads. They aren't hurt, but they can't escape. Before I tried to untangle the bats, I put on a leather glove. These bats have sharp teeth. I slip each bat into a cloth bag. Then I take the bats to my photo studio. Inside the dark studio, sea beans hang from metal stands. I free the bats. The bats flit from sea bean to sea bean. I snap pictures with my camera. Now I'll be able to see what happened so quickly in the wild. Caught in the act. Click, click, click. I take many pictures. A bat flies to a flower and begins to drink the nectar. Long, thin stalks called stamens grow out of each flower. An anther sits on top of each stamen. Each anther is covered in a sticky dust called pollen. The anthers fling pollen onto the bat as it drinks. The bat flies to another sea bean. Some pollen rubs off onto the second flower's pistil. This is how the flower is pollinated. Now the flower can make seeds and new plants. My photos show why the flowers attract bats, but not how flowers call bats. Super smells. Many flowers depend on butterflies, bees, and birds to move pollen. These flowers open during the day when these animals are active. They also use bright colors and sweet smells to attract pollinators. Flowers that attract bats do these things too. Most open only at night, though. That's when bats are active. The flowers also give off a smell. Some, like the sea bean, smell like garlic. Others smell like onions. These smells attract bats. Smell is an important way flowers call bats, yet it's not the only way. Sights and sounds. Some flowers that bats visit are pale yellow or white. They have a faint glow. That makes them easier to see in the dark. That tells me that these flowers also use light as a way to call their pollinators. Some nights in the jungle are really dark, though. It's hard for bats to see anything. They'd have to get pretty close to see a white or yellow flower to spot it. Bats must have another way to find flowers. Simon says that some flowers grow special parts. These parts reflect sounds that bats can hear. Following an echo. To understand how a flower could call a bat, it helps to know how bats find their way. Bats use their ears to see in the dark. They follow a trail of sound. A bat makes a high-pitched sound as it flies. The sounds bounce off objects. They make an echo. The bat listens for these echoes. They tell the bat where objects are. This is called echolocation. Simon says bats may use echoes to find flowers. A bat experiment. To test this idea, Simon hung feeders filled with nectar. He placed fake leaves over them. Some leaves were flat, some were curved. Echoes from a curved surface are stronger. Then Simon released the bats. The bats found the curved leaves first. Simon wondered if the same thing happened in the wild. That's why we are in the jungle. We are looking for flowers that bats pollinate. We want to see if they have parts that call bats. Fieldwork. We find a rare flower in Cuba. Red cups filled with nectar dangle under its pale blooms. Hummingbirds sip this flower's nectar. A bird can't pollinate this flower, though. It's too tiny. It can slip between the flowers and nectar cups without picking up any pollen, so this flower needs a bat. We see a waxy, curved leaf growing just above the ring of blooms. This leaf could make echoes and call bats. We don't have to wait long to find out. A bat comes along. It squeezes its furry body between the blooms and the cup of nectar. It drinks. Pollen dusts its head. Seeing more evidence. Next, we travel to Ecuador. There we find a rare cactus. Scientists weren't sure what pollinates it, but many cacti depend on bats. We wondered if this cactus had a way to call bats. We don't see any curved leaves on the cactus. Yet we do see a stiff, waxy flower. Sounds can easily bounce off waxy surfaces like this. A thick fuzz also grows behind the flower. Fuzz absorbs sounds. So to a bat, echoes from the flower pop out. The fuzzy area around the flower remains quiet. The echoes could lead the bat to the flower. Sure enough, we see a bat visit the flower. Flower power. In time, I know we'll learn a lot more about how flowers call bats. We'll look for ways that a bat's sounds can bounce off these plants. There's one thing that I know for sure. Bats are amazing pollinators. They carry a lot of pollen in their fur. They fly farther than many bees or birds. That's important. Some of the plants that bats pollinate are scattered far apart. The ability of these plants to call bats helps them survive. It lets them reproduce and live. It also shows us how plants adapt to call their perfect pollinator.